very much the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, but very much the tune, The Streets of Laredo. That's how our piano puzzler works. Bruce Adolph takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and Bruce Adolph is here with another piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a listener on the phone from Portland, Oregon. Bill Tome is joining us. Hi, Bill.
Well, hi. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing great. And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
I understand, Bill, that you're a big radio fan.
Absolutely. At last count, I have 15 radios spread around the house. Never a dull moment classical music-wise.
And what are your radios tuned into, if I might ask?
Well, certainly KOPB, our local NPR station.
Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Exactly. But when they're not playing Performance Today, I must admit that I am a longtime fan of our local station KBPS, which is 24-hour classical, non-commercial.
And a fine radio station in Portland, Oregon, too. Both of those, KOPB and KBPS.
Oh, you bet.
Well, Bill, here's how it works. Bruce is going to play this piano puzzler, and then your job will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking.
All right.
You ready?
I'm all set.
Here we go. That's beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I had like a recording of that.
So, Bill, what do you think?
Well, within a few notes, immediately it's out of Beethoven.
Yes.
And Moonlight Sonata.
Right.
Yeah, almost exactly the sound of the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
And I was so distracted by that and so pleased that I recognized that, I could not come up with the song.
Now, Bruce, this is moving so slowly. The Moonlight Sonata unfolds so slowly. Is this one where you've slowed down the melody from how we might be used to hearing it?
Well, you're not too much, you know, because the tune is often sung slowly. It's just that the phrases are separated from each other a bit.
Uh-huh.
And also, it fits so well with the Beethoven. I think that it is very easy to not pay attention to the tune because
it gets kind of swallowed up.
A little bit. I will bring it out just a touch more, but also since we're not thinking of the Beethoven as an issue now, maybe it'll pop out.
I picked up one clue.
Yes, I think you got it.
I got very excited there right at the beginning, hard to contain myself. For some reason, I heard Scarborough Fair.
Well, there is a good reason. I was playing Scarborough. It's there the entire time. Now and then, it's not that the tempo is slow, but an occasional note is stretched in order to, to accommodate the harmony.
Yeah, we ended up hanging out there on Rosemary.
Yes, that's right.
Time.
Yes, well, if I didn't do some of those things, then two things wouldn't happen. One, it wouldn't fit too well with the Beethoven harmony. And secondly, it wouldn't be funny at all.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Are you going to Scarborough Fair in the style of not just Beethoven, but a very specific piece by Beethoven, the Moonlight Sonata? Well, Bill, you nailed it. You got the tune, you got the composer. Well done on this piano puzzler.
Well, thanks, Fred.
And we'll send you a book of Bruce Adolph's piano puzzlers that you can play yourself on piano or give to your favorite pianist, and a recent CD by Bruce Adolph as well. Bill Tome in Portland, Oregon, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure, both of you. Thanks for sharing your talent, Bruce.
Oh, thank you.
Really enjoy your work.
And, thank you very
and
much.
I have to say, I do too, and I'll get to do it again soon. Bruce, see you next time.
Bye, Fred.